Well, to my knowledge, I think there's very few models that have APRS, and of course, I'm a little out of touch on it, but I know there was a Kenwood mobile radio when I think it first basically came out, and I don't even know what the model number was. I knew it was a Kenwood, but I never got into APRS, though. There's been a lot of people that have gotten into it and kind of report and beaconing out, here I am, and I said, okay, that's all good and nice to see you on a map, U.S. map, wherever you're at, traveling. But, you know, it's like, okay. So then the next step is, it's like, yeah, well, I kind of look at it as the text messaging part of it. You know, get on the keyboard and, you know, what I consider packet radio is type, 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 hit enter, radio goes and sends the message off. And then the next person, if it's kind of daisy chained from one ham to another ham to another ham to get to the person at its destination, and then whichever direction and whoever hams it goes through to get back to the originator. And like I said, that's what I played with when I got into packet using a Kentronics All-Mode TNC. Even used it for WeFax, even to catch some RF from the satellite. I don't know if it's directly from the satellites. I think it was actually ground-based stations that would relay those WeFax or WeatherFax maps digitally and then pick it up through the TNC and then have a nice picture show up on your screen. Of course, line by line by line, but like slow scan TV. So, yeah, it was fun to do that stuff for a while, but, you know, you're just receiving. You're not doing much of any transmitting at all. That's just receiving only.